Spider-Man and Star Wars jump-started the summer movie season earlier this month, and Hollywood will be sending plenty of other would-be blockbusters our way before Labor Day, as well as sequels, romantic comedies, kid flicks, and a few prestige pictures, more than 80 films in all. Bob Mondello has a selective preview.
Conspiracies will be everywhere this summer, and the fate of just about anything you'd care to name will hang in the balance. World War II and the Cold War will both be refought. A variety of different scenarios for World War III will be narrowly avoided, and a man will infiltrate the Women's Basketball Association. But for sheer, earth-shattering significance, few crises will approach the ones faced by Will Smith and his memory-erased partner, Tommy Lee Jones, in Men in Black 2.
Okay, straight to the point. You are a former agent of a top secret organization that monitors extraterrestrials on Earth.
Hey! You're back!
Hey, somebody said you were dead. You look good.
Also suffering amnesia while he's getting shot at will be Matt Damon in The Bourne Identity. He seems to have been an assassin, but unhappily for him, he can't remember for whom. And his problem is simplicity itself, next to the one Tom Cruise experiences as a futuristic lawman in Minority Report.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks.
Give the man his hat.
The judicial system has perfected a way to catch criminals before they commit crimes in Steven Spielberg's Thriller, which sounds great unless you're a suspect. And after catching plenty of them, Tom Cruise becomes a suspect.
You're in a lot of trouble, John. I have a warrant in my pocket that says murder.
Don't run.
You don't have to chase me.
Other science fiction scenarios include Reign of Fire, in which prehistoric flying dragons wreak havoc, Eight-Legged Freaks, in which giant spiders wreak havoc, and Signs, in which farmer Mel Gibson finds crop circles that suggest alien beings are on the verge of wreaking havoc. Fortunately, the world has all sorts of protectors waiting in the wings, including, in another picture, the friends of a computer-animated Great Dane named Scooby-Doo.
Those creatures are taking over the world? That is so mean.
While Scooby and his pals take care of aliens, various other problems will be tackled by an assortment of tots, from the Powerpuff Girls, who come equipped with a highly volatile chemical X, to those preteen 007s who will continue to outspy their spy parents in Spy Kids 2.
If you want top secret information, just go straight to the source.
Welcome to the Pentagon.
There is no hacking in this household.
Sorry. Show me that again.
Combating more conventional security threats will be all sorts of unconventional folks. Vin Diesel as an extreme sports enthusiast who becomes a spy in Triple X, Austin Powers in a freshly groovy adventure entitled Gold Member, and his African-American counterpart in a 70s spoof called Undercover Brother. Also Chris Rock, recruited by Central Intelligence guy Anthony Hopkins in Bad Company.
My twin brother was CIA?
Yeah, he was. So we need you to stand in for him.
How much?
Throw out a number.
$50,000. Tax-free.
$25,000.
Unless my mother had triplets, you're gonna give me $50,000.
Not all threats to Homeland Security are being played for laughs. Tom Clancy's The Sum of All Fears uses the nuking of a major American city as a plot point, but for the most part, seriousness goes with combat stories set safely in the past. Windtalkers, for instance, about Navajo soldiers in World War II, and K-19, the true story of a near catastrophe aboard the Soviet Union's first nuclear sub in 1961. Adopting Russian accents for that one are Harrison Ford and Liam Neeson.
K-19 has broken off radio contact.
Our situation is desperate. At any moment, we could have an explosion.
Hiroshima, 1.4 megatons.
No captain in the Soviet Navy has ever been faced with such decisions. The fate of the boat, the crew, the fate of the world. All in the balance.
For those who need respite from all this action, there are a few romantic comedies on the way, including one that wowed the crowd at Sundance. Tadpole is about a precocious prep schooler who comes home for Christmas break, drowns his teenage sorrows in alcohol, and wakes up in bed with his mother's best friend. Tiptoeing out to her kitchen, he gets another surprise.
So how long she been doing you?
This was the first time, I swear to you, and the only time.
Pinched nerve?
Excuse me?
Did you twist your neck or something? Hell, I didn't see a chiropractor till I turned 40.
Morning. Didn't hear you come in.
I just got here. Oscar here was saying you worked him over pretty good.
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, yes, you worked out the pinched nerve in my back.
Yeah, he had quite a knotted muscle.
My God, the pain right here on my shoulder.
Took a lot of work. Thank God my vocation gives me such pleasure.
If you're looking for something sophisticated, there are a few class acts this summer. Not many, but a few. Steven Soderbergh's star-studded film about filmmaking, Full Frontal, is being billed as an unofficial sequel of sorts to Sex, Lies, and Videotape. In Sunshine State, John Sayles chronicles a Florida community's battle against resort developers. And several foreign pictures will dare to open against the blockbusters, including Elling, sort of a Norwegian odd couple, The Fast Runner, a gorgeously filmed Inuit epic, and the terrific Italian romance Cinema Paradiso, which is coming back in a director's cut that's almost an hour longer than the version seen here in 1989. Lush romance made even more sumptuous in footage that shows what happened to the love of a lifetime when the lovers grew up. Oddly, the most lavishly produced American drama of the summer, a costume epic starring Paul Newman and Tom Hanks, is based on what most of us would call a comic book. The industry calls it a graphic novel, and in fairness, The Road to Perdition is not comic. It's about a 1930s hitman, played by Tom Hanks, whose 12-year-old son has witnessed a mob killing and become a mob target.
I cannot fight you and them at the same time.
I can take care of myself fine! You think it's my fault this happened?
It was not your fault!
You won't make it. Not with a little boy.
What are you gonna do?
Just one last thing, and then it's done.
Road to Perdition is being brought to the screen by Sam Mendes, the Oscar-winning director of American Beauty. But enough of class. It's summer, and that means escapism with a capital escape. From a surfer chick epic called Blue Crush to a thriller that explores a reality TV concept that even the Fox network might shy away from, placing contestants in a house made famous by a mass murderer, with the murderer still at large.
No one will be allowed to leave until the show is over. Let the dangertainment begin!
You are like this close to getting voted off the island.
Michael's here!
Halloween Resurrection, 3 months early. Can you wait? I'm Bob Mondello.